Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
And it's the Hurricanes and Capitals. Carolina can close out that series with a win. 7 p.m. puck drop there. And at 9:30, it's the Stars and Jets. Another chance for Dallas to close it out. They're up 3-1 as well. At the Corwell Hall Sports Desk, I'm Jeremy Otto. For more, go to 97.1 The Ticket or Odyssey.com.
Doug Harsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.
I think during the break, we came up with a fantastic team name.
All right, let's. So we're going to lift the curtain here a little bit and tell people what was going on.
Sure.
We didn't have an update guy scheduled, and Otto came sprinting in saying, guys, I heard you didn't have an update guy. I threw something together quickly. It might be a little bit light. And he's like, what's the NBA game tonight? And I'm like, and he's like, it's Denver, Oklahoma City. I'm like, and I'm looking it up, and I'm like, yeah, Thunder Nuggets, 3-2.
The Thunder Nuggets. How amazing would that be? I mean, if I got back into fantasy football, I think I would change my team name to the Thunder Nuggets.
From? What's your normal fantasy team name?
The Regal Beagles. Furious Plankton. Plankton Fury.
I thought it was Fiesta de Pantalones.
I've done that, I think, in the past. All yeah, right. Furious Plankton or Plankton Fury. That was the one that I always went back and forth with.
Well, Thunder Nuggets is a great
Thunder
name.
Nuggets is amazing.
Oh.
But the thought that there's an angry plankton out there.
It's not as funny as an angry or any kind
the
of
Thunder Nuggets. Thunder Nuggets, that's going to be painful.
Yeah.
No matter what. What happened, man? I got a case of the Thunder Nuggets, dude. It is not good. The crime scene in my bathroom. The Thunder Nuggets. What a great name. Thank you for that.
Now I want this to go seven series, or game the series to go seven games so we can talk yeah. more about the Thunder Nuggets. Do you know what the spread is on the Thunder Nuggets game
Thunder,
tonight?
Thunder. Here come the Nuggets.
Do you know what the Thunder Nuggets spread is tonight?
I would say Oklahoma City is favored. By 4.5.
That is exactly correct. Do you know what time the Thunder Nuggets game starts tonight?
8:30?
Correct. Do you know what the lowest ticket, the buy-in price for Thunder Nuggets is tonight?
$129.
$61.
Way off on that one.
I can't think of what else to say about Thunder Nuggets. What do you expect the TV ratings to be for Thunder Nuggets tonight?
Decent.
You going to watch Thunder Nuggets tonight?
Might have to.
Thunder Nuggets.
No Tigers. I mean, there's no Tiger game, so I'm sad.
So you'll end up watching?
The Thunder Nuggets. Might have to. Tune in to this. Meanwhile, in the Thunder Nuggets.
Thunder Nuggets. I mean, Thunder Nuggets been a good series.
Dude, now I want the Magic Nuggets.
Ha 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 ha
right? Who's with me?
Wow. Well, the Knicks Nuggets doesn't sound the same.
No. We want Magic Nuggets.
Magic Nuggets.
We want Magic Nuggets. We want Magic Nuggets. We want Magic Nuggets.
I'm telling you, throw the word Nuggets in it, and anything is going to be
fine. You know what sounds uncomfortable? Heat Nuggets.
You ever had the Heat Nuggets before?
Dude, we're about to. Summer's coming.
I had to see a doctor about that. It's worse than crabs.
You know, they're thinking about bringing back Supersonic Nuggets.
I got mine upgraded, and now I have Rocket Nuggets.
What if you can't cross-pollinate and go like the Wild Nuggets? That's different.
Clipper Nuggets.
Well, those that don't want it anymore. Yeah.
It's a vasectomy.
Yeah.
I have King Nuggets.
Oh, look at you. My Nuggets are Maverick.
Oh, I think we probably tapped
We did. What's Sun Nuggets? You ever get those? Went to a nude beach one time. It's in Guadeloupe. And, back in 1989.
When in Rome.
Yeah. Hey, okay, here we go. So Thunder Nuggets are tonight.
Thunder Nuggets tonight. Yep.
Fair enough.
Okay. MLB insider, John Heyman, speculating on perfect trade deadline acquisitions, matching teams with players. Here's who he said would make sense for the Detroit Tigers. Okay, Nolan Arenado right now, offensively, he's hitting .253, .335 on base. He's got 4 home runs in 40 games, 17 RBIs. Numbers are starting to slip here a little bit in his mid-30s offensively. Defensively, and if you look at the defensive metrics of range and runs saved, he's the best in baseball at third base as it stands right now through the 2025 season. You'd be paying for half the $20 million contract or less than half of the $21 million that he is owed. And what's interesting, he has one of those very attractive declining value contracts. $16 million.
Right. If you're getting St. Louis to pick up half that tab, okay, that's interesting.
Yep. I feel like if you get Nolan Arenado quite where he is in his career, I'm not sure it would cost you any of your top-end prospects.
It shouldn't, but, you know, do you need him at this point? Is it down the road, let's see if his numbers pick up, then does it make sense, maybe? And I want to see how Matt Vierling reacclimates himself to this team. Because I'm guessing he's going to get a lot of reps at third base when he comes back. And we'll see how big of a hole it is for the Tigers at third base, if in fact it is. Right now, they don't have to do anything. But the trade deadline comes around. You got more of a sample size in the season, and you'll see who's in, who's not, and where you're deficient. And it could very well end up that this guy is on their radar. I suspect he's on the radar anyway. I mean, there's been a need at third base for a while. And Arenado's name has been thrown around there for over a year that he wasn't going to last with the Cardinals. The Cardinals were looking to move him. They haven't moved him yet. Been a lot of talk. Didn't happen. You know, was Houston going to get him? Well, they didn't. They went another route and got a different third baseman. And they, you know, the Cubs and all this, and you know, people that missed out on Bregman, are they going to want Arenado? And quite possibly.
We all want to like look into the future and say they're going to do this, they're going to do that. And it's really weird. Because I'm typically that guy. But as I watch this season play out, I'm perfectly fine in letting it play out. There's no... I hope they are not like closing in on a deal. I would think that it would make sense to see where they are in a month, see where they are in 2 months as they approach the trade deadline. Look, is it unthinkable that Parker Meadows and Matt Vierling come back and Javi Baez gets bumped to third base?
No, it's not unthinkable at all.
And continues to do what he's doing? Be valuable in just about every way?
I mean, it's weird, like, looking at Javi Baez this year compared to years past, where years past were like, well, at least he can play a competent shortstop,
yep.
right?
Yep.
And better than competent. Now it's like, I want his bat more than I want his glove. And third base, is he great at third base? No. Is he good enough at third base? He probably is. He's pretty great in center field. But when Parker Meadows is ready to come back, Parker Meadows is going to come back. We'll see how fast they can get him up to speed and getting ready to come back. I mean, they still haven't assigned him to a rehab stint yet either. But he's getting closer and closer, and they're going to get more of an idea later this week on him. But, you know, he's probably several weeks away from making his return to the Tigers. I'm curious to see how long he's going to spend at AAA or, you know, between the minors, wherever he gets a stint at single A and then moves up to AAA.
All right, 248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson. Hey, the NFL schedules came out yesterday, and we haven't sort of gone through game by game with the Lions.
Oh, we're going to do the game by game
thing? Well, not necessarily. Do you see the point spread for the opener? Interesting. No. We will get to that today at 1:16 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, it's Doug Carson, Michigan Auto Law, auto accident attorneys. Look, they specialize in auto and truck accidents, and because of that, well, they have more million-dollar auto accident results than any other lawyer or law firm in Michigan. They also return your phone calls, white glove customer service. They take on fewer cases than other law firms, and they do it on purpose. That means they have more time for your case, and that leads to faster and larger settlements for their clients. Michigan Auto Law, if you need an attorney for an auto or truck accident, well, I'd call them, and I'd recommend them to friends and family. It's the law firm that puts people over everything. Visit autolaw.com. Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Magic Nugget Kang behind the glass.
If Kenny was there, it'd be the Magic Nuggets. But
all right, so the Lions schedule comes out yesterday. And I think one of the funniest things is people go, whoa, that's a tough schedule. We've known the teams forever. We've known the teams forever. And of course, when you play a tough schedule, there are going to be tough stretches in the schedule. That's pretty clear. And we'll run down the schedule here in a minute. But first, point spread for the opener at Green Bay. You have not seen it?
No.
Kang, have you seen the point spread for the opener at Green Bay?
I have not.
Okay. Got one here from one of the major sites. Speculate. Lions at Packers to open the season. What's the point spread?
Going to bring it down because they're at the Packers, but I would say early in the season, going to play it safe. Lions minus 3.5.
Lions minus 3.5. Kang, what do you think?
Lions minus 2.5.
You both got the favorite wrong.
Wow.
Oh, my. Wow.
On DraftKings, the Packers are favored by 0.5 point.
They really take into a serious consideration about being home.
I guess.
Hmm.
Yep.
Get that little draft day bump, huh? Because they hosted the draft?
It must be it. Must be it.
It's interesting.
I thought so, too.
Yeah.
A sign of disrespect?
Without a doubt.
What's crazy is you get to the point where you do the ridiculous, Georgia wins the national championship and said, people said we were going to win 6 games. What?
Nobody said that. Not a single person said
that. Not a single person out there said they're going to win 6 games. But, I mean, if technically they are literally an underdog, you get to play that card, right?
You do, yeah.
For the defending champ?
I mean, you think the Lions are... I mean, this is one of those things you get in early, right? If you think the Lions are going to win the game, you just take them straight up. You get better odds.
Yeah. Yep. I thought that was rather surprising. All right, so the schedule. Kind of break this down into quarters. They open up at Green Bay, home against Chicago, at Baltimore on a Monday night, home against Cleveland. 3-1 would be a pretty damn good start with that schedule. The two road games, I mean, they're the underdog at Green Bay. Baltimore's expected to be one of the best teams in football, one of the most competitive teams in football. So 3-1, I don't know if I would say that's a low bar, but I'd take 3-1.
Yeah, I mean, I actually looked at it the first five games, because week six, they are at Kansas City. So I thought this was going to be interesting, because the spotlight on both teams with Sunday Night Football, and assuming that both teams still deserve the spotlight after five games. Okay. You've got the Battle of Ohio for Detroit, because they'll play Cleveland, and then they travel to Cincinnati for week five. So I you're looking at it 4 weeks. I'm looking at it five to see what they're at. But I still think that, yeah, for your purposes, going 3-1 through the first four, I would take it. Absolutely.
Kang, would you take 3-1 after the first four games?
Yes.
Okay.
It's hard to win games in the NFL, man.
So yeah. It's
my expectation to go 3-1 after four games.
Here's where it you mentioned the game five. At Cincinnati and at Kansas City back-to-back.
Mm-hmm.
Then they host Tampa on a Monday night. Then they host Minnesota. Again, if you go 3-1 in that stretch, I'm really good with that.
Well, and you got a bye week in there too.
Yep.
Bye week, week eight. First available bye week is week five, so they benefit a little bit.
A little bit.
Like a later bye week, but we'll take it, I guess, roughly halfway through the season, so yep. Take it.
Start the third stretch. Back-to-back road games again. At Washington, at Philadelphia, then the Giants and Green Bay. Okay, 3-1 in that stretch would be pretty good.
If with Washington, Philadelphia, the Giants and Green Bay, 3-1, you will take all day long.
Yep.
Because you got the two road games at Washington, at Philadelphia. Those are going to be toughies. And then, you know, Thanksgiving Day against Green Bay is no picnic.
So, Kang, that four-game stretch at Washington, at Philly, the Giants and Green Bay, would you take 3-1 in that stretch?
Yes.
Okay. So now we got them at 9-3.
Well, that's what you'd take.
Yeah, that's what you'd take. Yeah, then you got Dallas at the Rams, Pittsburgh at Minnesota. Do you look at that and say 4-0 would be great?
Well, obviously you can't do better than that.
I think you can go 5-0 in those four games.
Well, for the last game against the Bears, and you get five.
That's a stretch where you could be favored in all four of those games.
You could. So if you look at that and then look at the last game with the Bears,
yep,
and add those five to the nine, you have 14. 14-3.
I think it's safe to say that they'll probably lose a couple of games we don't expect. There's not a lot of games. We can't say very much anymore. They're going to win. They're going to surprise us and win this game or that game. Nothing's surprising anymore.
So the way that I did this, because doing the, they're going to win this, they're going to lose this, it's not that. I did a range, and the top end of my range was 14. The bottom end of my range was was 10.
Hold on. This whole range thing, you have to lock in a number today that you are abiding by.
Thank you, Doug. I'm about to do that. So if my range is 10 to 14, I'm going to go in the middle. I'd say 12.
Well, how are you going to
feel? So right now on this day,
how are you going to feel when they add Trey Hendrickson? I'm kidding.
What are you doing?
I shouldn't have done that.
123, you're going to drop that bomb.
Create unrealistic expectation.
There you go.
Yeah, I mean, 12 wins would be great. Over-under, for people look at the over-under at 10.5 in Vegas, how many people do you think are going to, in Detroit, would say over 10.5? What percentage of people would say over 10.5?
When we do this in September,
yep,
95% of the people will say
over 10.5. In spite of the challenge of the schedule, here's something.
The
to
only
keep
thing
in
that
mind.
Changes that is if there's some sort of injury in the preseason that we don't anticipate.
Well, the reason I bring it up is because, well, you're right. I agree with you. I think 95% of the people will take over 10.5. The highest win total in Vegas right now is 11.5. Nobody has a win total above 11.5. Buffalo, Philly, Kansas City, and Baltimore. This was Vegas Insider this morning. If you found a website that has somebody else, fair enough. But those are the four teams at 11.5. Detroit's at 10.5. 10.5 is not disrespectful. 10.5 and all of these teams that are at 11.5, there are many of the usual suspects, which mean every time we say, hey, that's a tough game, that's a tough game when Kansas City plays Detroit. That's a tough game when Baltimore plays Detroit. They gotta, it's tough for them, too.
There's a lot of toughies out there.
Yep.
Do you know how many teams would have been over 10.5 last year? How many teams finished with 11
or more wins? Yeah. Five?
Nine.
Was it nine?
Nine.
Wow. That's a lot of good football teams.
It is.
Which means there's also a lot of bad football teams. And we don't see nearly as many of them. But all these teams have first-place schedules, right? Buffalo, Baltimore, first-place schedules. Philly's got a first-place schedule. Detroit is as equipped as anybody to take on a first-place schedule. So, hey, the teams that were really good last year have some heavy lifting to do in 2025. So it shouldn't be a shock. 10.5 is actually pretty respectable for the division. 10.5 for the Lions, 9.5 for Green Bay, 8.5 for both Chicago and Minnesota. I didn't do every division, but I suspect that would imply that the NFC North is going to be amongst the toughest divisions in football. Of course, all of this, I think we first did something like this 10, 11 years ago, and Kang said, wait. We do this every year. The schedules are never what they appear on paper. Right. We see them on paper and you go, oh my God, tough schedule. Oh my God, easy schedule. They almost are never what they appear.
This one feels tough.
No, it definitely feels this tough.
It feels tough.
It definitely feels tough.
I mean,
but I will stick with, it might be tougher, it might be not as tough. But I mean, Sam Darnold, who thought he was going to win 14 games with the Vikings last year?
Yep.
Nobody, right? Or there might be a team that has a really good quarterback that's not going to win any games. So, I mean, the ultimate X factor in this, of course, is injury. And we just have no idea who's going to get hurt. We do know, though, the Lions were able to win 15 games last year without a majority of them without Aiden Hutchinson. So they've persevered through injuries before. You don't want to have to do it again. But, you know, if anyone's built to do it, they just did it last year.
Still pretty incredible. It is Carson Anderson, 248-539-9797. 97 won the ticket.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
All right, one thing we do every year that's kind of fun is pick the road game that you'd most want to go to. The road game you most want to go to. So here are your choices. Opener, Sunday, September 7th, 425 at Green Bay. Week 3, Monday, September 22nd at Baltimore. Week 5, 425 start at Cincinnati. Week 6, 820 start at Kansas City. Week 9, at Washington, 425. Week 10, at Philadelphia, Sunday Night Football. Week 14, at LA. That is a 425 start. Week 17, at Minnesota on Christmas Day. At Chicago, flex game to end up the season. That's right, you heard that right. 7 of the Lions' 9 road opponents were in the playoffs last year. Which one of those road trips would you like to make?
To me, I'm trying to narrow this down. I start narrowing down about 4 of them. At Green Bay to start the season. I don't think there's a better time to go to Green Bay than to start the season. So that would be awesome. You're expecting the weather to be fantastic, and it's Green Bay, and you get to go to Lambeau Field. A couple weeks after that, at Baltimore. I've been to Baltimore a couple times. Baltimore is awesome. I love Baltimore.
You've been to the city? You been to a game?
Not for football. I've been to Camden Yards for baseball, but the city's great. The Inner Harbor there is awesome. So I'd consider that. That'd probably take precedence over Green Bay. Kansas City, another one, you know, just to be at Arrowhead and to see the Chiefs. Maybe get a glimpse of Taylor Swift. beyond that, I have no desire to go to Washington or Philadelphia.
Washington Stadium is apparently a massive dump.
But they're rebuilding a new one, I guess.
But it's not going to be ready on November 9th.
No, it won't be. Then you got Minnesota, Chicago. I have no desire. But the one I'd go to is Los Angeles.
You go to L.A.?
I'd go to L.A. As far as the crowd is concerned, it's going to be a Lion-friendly crowd because they don't care about football in Los Angeles. The people that go to the games that are from Los Angeles only care to be seen. Mm-hmm. They don't care about the game itself. So you're there with all your friends because they're all Lions fans. Add to that, it's Los Angeles in December. Sounds like a win with the weather. And, you know, my best friend lives out there. So all that, and it's a Stafford game. So I'd like to go to that game.
You just offered up a reason I wouldn't want to go. It's a Stafford game. I would choose the game at Cincinnati.
Wow.
On October 5th. It is the most practical of all the games for me to go to.
Oh, here comes practicality.
Well, Michigan's at home against Wisconsin on that Saturday. I can get down to Cincinnati, plenty of time for the game.
Yeah, I mean, you can drive Sunday morning.
Get home in time for our show Monday. Don't have to take a day off work. I don't want to take a day off work in the fall. So fall's the best time to be doing this. So I got the road trip to Cincinnati on Sunday, October 5th. That seems to be the one that makes the most sense for me. Never been there. Stadium looks great. Should be a good game. Could be a high-scoring shootout.
Would you drive down Saturday night?
Depends on what time the Michigan game is. Noon start? Hell yeah.
So spend the night in Cincinnati?
Yep.
But it's Ohio. Awful people.
Yeah.
And you heard what Jansen had to say about it.
Yeah, my last two trips to Ohio for football games have been very enjoyable. Mm. Let's make it 3 in a row.
But you weren't sitting in the stands.
No, I was not. Kang, you, road trip. Which road trip would you like to make most?
So my 4-year-old just texted me. She told me to go ahead on Christmas to go to Minnesota. Says she won't need my services on Christmas Day. So
she just really doesn't. And she does not like
it. She is nonstop.
Yep.
But if I don't listen to her and I get to choose on my own, the two that stand out for me are Baltimore week 3 or Kansas City week 6. Those are two places I wouldn't mind going. Probably lean Kansas City. Big barbecue fan. I heard the Chiefs fans are actually very, you know, they're not like Philly fans. Let's put it that way. They're more welcoming, and I think if I had to choose between two, probably Chiefs. I've heard a lot of great things about, and the Lions had a takeover there, right?
Yeah.
They've had a takeover in Arrowhead. So 8:20 night game. Looks like October 12th. Shouldn't be too hot. Shouldn't be too cold. That's probably the game I'd want to go to.
It's interesting because you mentioned the takeover thing. I'm trying to figure out which game will be the biggest takeover. Because I'm not sure. You mentioned L.A. It might be L.A. L.A., I think it's going to be tough as hell to get tickets to the Green Bay opener. Baltimore on a Monday night, tough as hell. Cincinnati has high expectations. That could be it if they get off to a slow start. Browns, Jags, Vikings, Broncos. Boy, that looks a lot easier than what the Lions have. They won't get off to a slow start. Kansas City, we showed up at Kansas City a few years ago, but now that's a Sunday night game. And I think Detroit, when Detroit's coming to town, I don't know how, that's no longer, they're not sleeping on anybody. Like, that's a marquee game now. I think it's L.A. They're not taking over Washington and Philly, I don't suspect.
No, they might take over the last game at Chicago, depending on what's at stake.
That there's a lot that has to happen between now and then, but you might be right.
You guys know it's going to be L.A. They have no real fans, man. No, and there's so many. There's a ton
two
of Michigan
teams and no fans.
Yeah, ton of Michigan transplants in California. That's going to be the game.
Yeah, not only California, but the areas are close enough to drive, you know, whether or a short flight, whether it's Arizona or people live in Vegas or whatever.
Yeah, there's a lot of Detroit transplants. You're right. And they have planes that get you there. Direct flights, even.
Yeah. All depends on what happens with the Thunder Nuggets tonight. If I win enough money in the Thunder Nuggets game.
So what's not happening tonight is the Tigers aren't playing. Damn.
Right.
It's fun to have a game to look forward to every night to
it
watch
is.
Or listen to, right?
No game tonight.
Speaking of road trips, where's Toronto on your major league road trip agenda? I've been to 3 games in Toronto.
I've only been to Toronto once in my life, and I was a kid. I was like 9 or 10 years old. It was for my birthday. We went out there, and I remember being, even as a youngster then, I'm like, this is an interesting city.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to see it now as an adult. I would have interest in going to Toronto because it's another, what, 5-hour drive?
Something like that. You've never been to a game there?
No.
Okay. The stadium is interesting in that it's a period piece. Like, it's architecture from a time gone by. The weirdest stadium I was ever in was Olympic Stadium in Montreal, which felt like we're going to make the most futuristic thing ever. So they didn't build one for the time. They built one for what they thought they would all stadiums would look like in 30 years, and they were just way wrong. The Rogers Center, the former Sky Dome, is kind of the same way. It's just it feels like a step back in time a little bit.
I feel like Canada is a step back in time. You go to Windsor, Windsor is a step back in time.
I think there's a... It's interesting because I used to think that, and then the last time I was in Canada, which was last summer, I'm like, this looks way
depends
more
where you go.
Modern than us.
Like Toronto's got some parts that are ultra modern, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
At least from what I can gather on HGTV. it's one or the other. It's either they're stuck in 1968 or it's, you know, look at the future here with ultra modern stuff. So I can see that.
Yeah.
I'd like to get to Toronto at one point.
Yeah, it's a fun road trip. Great city. I love the city.
I love Canadians.
Yep. They're super friendly.
They are.
They're like Australians without the weird accent. So anyway.
Oh, you don't think Canadians have a weird accent?
It's not as weird, but yes, so it's a good point. They do have weird accents. They have different accents. My mom's whole family has those accents. Yeah, it's a good trip. It's a really good trip. I took Via Rail up there once. Took the train. It was a work trip. We got sent in the train.
Train?
Yep.
How long does the train take to get there?
It was like 4 or 5 hours.
Okay.
Something like that.
Same thing.
Not quite the -8 you can catch on Air Canada from Windsor to Toronto's airport, which felt like it took 45 minutes.
Because it probably did.
Yep. All right. So we got to do the win-loss, win-win-win-win thing. I went through it, and I was surprised at the result. See what you got, what Kang's got. It's Carson Anderson. That is next on 97.1 The Ticket.
Look, if you're going to buy a car, I know it can be just a daunting experience. It's no fun. You don't want to haggle and all this stuff. It's just a big pain, right? Well, that's not the case when you go to Sarah Chevrolet Southfield. Actually, these folks make it easy, and they make it fun. And right now, they've got two incredible lease specials that are hard to beat. How about this? Drive home a 2025 Equinox EV for just $249 a month for 24 months, and it's only $1,499 down. Or if you need a truck that works as hard as you do, the 2025 Silverado 2FL is also just $249 a month for 24 months, and it's got that same low payment, and that includes the taxes and fees. Plus, Sarah Chevrolet of Southfield has over 500 vehicles in stock, so you're not stuck with just a few options, and they're also open on Saturdays for sales and service with no appointment needed. And heads up, the Memorial Day sale lasts all month long. So now is the perfect time to make your move. You're going to see what I mean when you stop by Sarah Chevrolet of Southfield. They treat you right. Sarah Chevrolet Southfield, together, let's drive.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
All right, we've waited to the very end. I feel like this is a Saturday Night Live skit. We have to go through and do this.
Do we? We have to.
Look, the producer. The producer said we have to do it. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
I've got it listed out in front of me. You have the schedule in front of you?
I do.
Okay. I got WWLLW. You know that whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
You read the name real quick, and I'll tell you. The result. We'll just work our way through the whole schedule. You ready?
Yep.
Go.
At Green Bay.
Win.
Home against Chicago.
Win.
At Baltimore.
Win.
Wow. Home against Cleveland.
Win.
At Cincinnati.
Win.
Wow. At Kansas City.
Loss.
Oh. Home against Tampa.
Win.
Bye week.
Win.
Home against Minnesota.
Win.
At Washington.
Loss.
At Philly.
Loss.
Oh. Home against New York.
Win.
Home against Green Bay.
Win.
Home against Big D.
Win.
At Los Angeles.
Win.
Home against Pitt Bay.
Win.
At Minnesota.
Win.
At Chicago.
Loss.
Do you have them at 14-3?
13-4.
Okay.
13-4. You ready? Oh, man. It's embarrassing. This is embarrassing.
All right. Yeah.
At Green Bay.
Win.
Chicago.
Win.
At Baltimore.
Loss.
Cleveland.
Win.
At Cincinnati.
Win.
At Kansas City.
Win.
Tampa.
Win.
Minnesota.
Win.
At Washington.
Loss.
At Philly.
Loss.
New York.
Win.
Green Bay.
Yep. Win.
Dallas.
W.
At LA.
Win.
Pittsburgh.
Win.
At Minnesota.
Loss.
At Chicago.
Win.
What do you got them at?
I think that's 13-4.
You think?
I was using fingers.
13-4. Kang, you ready? You going to do this?
All right, man. I'm ready.
At Green Bay.
Loss.
Chicago.
Win.
At Baltimore.
Loss.
Cleveland.
Win.
At Cincinnati.
Win.
At Kansas City.
Win.
Tampa.
Loss.
Minnesota.
Loss.
At Washington.
Win.
At Philly.
Loss.
At the Giants. No, Giants at home.
Win.
Green Bay home.
Loss.
Dallas.
Win.
At the Rams.
Win.
Pittsburgh.
Win.
At Minnesota.
Win.
At Chicago.
Win.
So you have them at 11-6?
I have no idea.
Yeah, I had 11. I counted with my fingers for losses.
Are you sure?
Yeah, 11-6. Yeah.
I felt I did better than that.
No, you had a lot of losses.
I want to get them at 12-5. Can I take one of the losses back?
Well, which one do you want to take back? The Green Bay loss to start the season?
It doesn't really matter, to be honest with you.
None of this does.
Exactly. That's my point.
This is going to change when we get to preseason.
Yeah. And where do they end up? That's really that matters to me.
Well, you have them going to the playoffs? Yes. How about this? Do you have them winning the division?
See, that's why I wanted 12 wins. I think 12 wins gets the division. So I didn't know I had him 11-6 once we did the rapid fire.
I thought Doug was going to go 17-0 for a second.
It was getting close, right? I think you started 5-0, Doug?
Yeah, and I'm losing the sixth game in Kansas City.
You said, quick, come on, what?
Yep.
We all know, though, they're going to win a game they shouldn't or two and lose a game or two they shouldn't.
Yeah,
right?
But I don't know that I characterize any game any longer as a game they shouldn't win. And what I mean, like, they're not going to be a big underdog against anybody, barring some sort of disaster.
They're already an underdog against Green Bay.
They are the season. So does that count as a game they shouldn't win?
They're underdogs.
It's a half a point. I don't know that any underdog, technically, that is a half a point underdog that wins, I would deem that a game they shouldn't win.
I was tempted to say that the last game of the year that they would lose against Chicago.
That's what I did.
And my thought process was going to be it just doesn't matter to them.
They're not playing anybody.
They're not playing anybody.
Yep.
But you see, because it's Ben Johnson, I still think they're going to put a pretty good foot forward in that game, even if it doesn't matter.
If they are, as I had them, 13-3 and everything's locked up and they're playing Chicago in the season finale, I don't care who the coach is. I hope they don't play people. You know,
there's forgivable losses. You know what I'm saying? Like, not necessarily losses like you're like, oh, they should lose that game. But if they lost at Baltimore or at Kansas City or at Philly, I think we're all like, yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
Right? Like that.
At
those,
Washington.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying, I guess, with winnable games and losable wins.
What's not a forgivable loss? Like, who on the schedule you look at and say, if they lose that game?
I think Giants stand out at home, week 12. You can't lose that game.
All right, so there's something that is just breaking this afternoon that could undermine one of the Lions' division rivals. This story out of Chicago about Caleb Williams and his dad.
What's the story out of Chicago with Caleb Williams and his dad?
It's a book that I believe is being written by Seth Wickersham.
Wickersham.
Yeah, it is Seth Wickersham of ESPN. Carl Williams went to great lengths to try and circumvent the NFL draft, Wickersham writes, Wanting to give his son an opportunity to choose his future employer, the Bears had not drafted a star quarterback since the 80s, and the recent draft selections of Trubisky and Fields didn't pan out. Carl Williams was worried with the franchise's history, stadium uncertainty, and offensive performances under then-head coach Matt Eberflus. Caleb Williams wouldn't have it, the organizational support to succeed. Quote, "I don't want my son playing for the Bears," Williams told several agents. Looking for ways around the league's collective bargaining agreement, Carl Williams spoke with Archie Manning, who helped Eli Manning assert a measure of control over his eventual team. He also met with labor lawyers and agents and even considered whether or not his son should sign with the UFL and become an unrestricted free agent in 2025 to be able to pick his team.
Oh my.
In addition to the draft process, Carl Williams vented about the rookie wage scale, et cetera, et cetera. There's a quote here from Caleb Williams. "Do I want to go there? I don't think I can do it with Waldron," who is the former Bears offense coordinator, Shane Waldron. Now, maybe it's no big deal because all those guys are gone. But I know how this can sit with a fan base if a player didn't want to come here.
Yeah, but the fact this is leaking out a year later.
Yeah.
Eh. And they everybody
could
seems
be,
to be
could
all
be a nothing burger.
All happy and smiley faced with Ben Johnson and all the accolades he's getting at this point, all the press coverage he's getting.
These are quotes from the book. At the NFL Combine that year, he met with Minnesota Vikings coach Kevin O'Connell. The two hit it off, and Caleb began to dream up of what it would be like to play for Minnesota. "I need to go to the Vikings," he told his father. "Let's do it," his father replied.
Yeah, well, he's in Chicago, and now he's got Ben Johnson to work with.
Yeah. I mean, the truth is,
they've surrounded him with a ton of talent.
If this is an anti-Eberflus thing, it's probably going to be no big deal because he wasn't popular there and they were happy to move on from
right. him. Right. Yeah. I think this is easy damage control to be done. He could just own up to it. Yeah. I had reservations about coming to Chicago because everything was in chaos with the head coach, the coordinator. I knew that wasn't really it wasn't a great fit for me. But when we found out that Ben Johnson was coming on board, boy, did things turn around for me.
Yep.
And the team has done a great job of bringing in talent. And I mean, it's an easy fix.
Probably. I will say this. You don't want to play poorly because then people will turn on you. If you ever said anything along those lines,
yeah,
you don't want to play poorly. One other note. I just saw this from Dove Kleiman. The Cowboys will be the first team in NFL history to play six straight games against teams that won 11 or more games the previous season.
Oh, boy.
That's tough. They'll play a stretch where they'll play the Eagles, Chiefs, Lions, Vikings, Chargers, and Commanders in consecutive weeks. Wow. Here is Rico Beard, who joins us in studio. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Rico?
Gentlemen.
Doing good?
I'm good. Yeah. By the way, you were 12-5.
Oh, okay.
I was listening.
thank you, Rico.
I had a sixth finger come up.
Dude, it's math. You're forgiven. It's
math isn't fingers.
I'm out there.
Yeah, it kind of is.
12-5.
How are you today?
Good. I was going to ask you a question in crosstalk, but then as I was driving around, you already answered it. I forgot which of the teams did the whole severance thing.
Baltimore.
And I got bored.
Now, did you? You watched Severance, right?
I watched some of it, and I was like, I got bored 2 minutes in. Like, okay, are you going to give us the damn schedule or not?
It's too long. Like, I have a ton of respect for the lengths that they went to. My God, the Ravens went to extreme lengths, but it's a 6-minute video, and if you haven't seen Severance, it's not going to make you want to watch Severance, and it's not going to make you want to watch the rest of the video.
It's like, wait, did I click on the wrong link? Funny ones. Probably the most arrogant one was the Eagles.
I didn't see the Eagles.
Yeah, I haven't looked at them. I've only looked
short,
at them.
And it's one of the short. It's like a minute and a half.
Yeah.
It's just pretty much, I think, the 2001 Space Odyssey music with the Lombardi Trophy, and it's almost like a movie, and it's just like the Philadelphia Eagles, the champions, featuring blah, 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 blah. And then the schedule is the credits at the end and tiny little things.
So I would take that to mean that the Eagles are going to be overrated this year, just like 2001 was overrated.
Okay. I'm trying to think. The funniest one,
I'm sorry, Philadelphia.
It was the Giants. The Giants did it like one of those dating shows, and like every team was like that person who gets in the camera, like, "Hey, I'm from this team, and I do this, and I do that," and they kind of made a parody of whatever. Like Dallas was some chick who dressed up like a cowboy cheerleader, looking like Dolly Parton, saying, "This is our year this year."
That's pretty good. I thought
it was going to be everybody turning down the Giants in a dating game.
No, but it
would be more accurate.
It was funny because they took away that they're bad because they just kind of poked fun at everybody else. I mean, it wasn't like Tyreek Hill getting pulled over.
That's funny.
So what do you guys got planned coming up next?
We're going to be talking about the schedule. We kind of touched upon it yesterday when we kind of figured it out, but basically, you know, are you on the whole 13-14 win thing, or are you like, we figured it out, we're like more of a 10 win kind of season. So where are you at?
Yeah, I could see this, you know, and you're mixing some losses that aren't expected. It's
look, the over under is 10.5. If you could sign a piece of paper right now saying they would win 11 games,
I'd probably take it. I mean, the highest over under in the league is 11.5.
Right. So, we're just going to ask the people, would you sign that piece of paper right here, right now?
I would.
Have a great show. Thanks for listening, everyone. Stay safe. Treat each other with respect. 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Nerds! Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.